pray. Jeremiah 28. You got it? Amen. How would you like to hear some great preaching that was encouraging? I mean, just make you feel good. Just make you feel happy.
Bring it on.
That's what we're going to look at right here. In Jeremiah 28, there was a preacher named Hananiah. Number one, it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests, and of all the people. Now, understand, Jeremiah is the prophet of the day. He's preaching doom and gloom. He's preaching the Babylonian come and people are going to be taken and some have already been conquered and you're next on the list. You better turn to God. This is God's judgment and God is angry and trouble's coming and judgment is coming. And how many of you like that kind of preaching? See, the only reason we like hearing about tribulation is because of the rapture. Amen. We don't mind hearing about tribulation and Antichrist and the beast and all. We don't mind all because of the rapture that's right there before it. But see, here he's preaching about conquering Babylon, war, battles, hostages, kidnappings. And that's what Jeremiah's preaching. And Hananiah comes and he comes into the court. There's the priests and all the leaders and Jeremiah. And Hananiah walks in and he says, I got a message. Verse number two. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Whoa. So he's got a word from the Lord. Right? Anytime somebody says a word from the Lord, you know it's got to be credible. Right? Lord told me I need a $20 million jet. Y'all don't believe that, do you? The good news is I don't. But people say, the Lord told me. Oh, well, the Lord said it. Hananiah says the Lord said it. And so they're paying attention. God says, verse 2, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. The message that Jeremiah had been preaching was exactly that message. In fact, God had Jeremiah put a yoke on his neck. He's walking, here's this preacher walking around with a yoke on his neck. Everywhere he goes, he's got a yoke on his neck. And his message is, God has attached a yoke to Babylon and Israel to be joined together because the king of Babylon will reign. And he goes to Moab, Jordan, he goes to Syria, all these nations around, and he preaches the same message. God has a yoke with you in Babylon and you in Babylon, and there's no escaping it. God has a yoke, and we're connected, and there's no way out. We are forever going to be tied to this judgment till it comes. In their lifetimes, the whole lives, they would be waiting for the coming of Babylon. He's walking around wearing a yoke everywhere he goes. Hananiah comes in and says, God has a message. I have broken the yoke of Babylon. I don't know about y'all, but if I heard that message living under that kind of, I'd have shouted. I'd have clapped. I'd have been so happy. Wouldn't you? What if I come in here today and I said, the Lord says I have broken the coronavirus. Right? It's gone. Nobody's ever going to get it again. Y'all don't believe me, do you? But if God really told me that and you really believed it, boy, what a relief. Hallelujah. Man, it's been a yoke around our neck, hasn't it? Well, it's been a mask around our face, but it's been a burden. And so we'd be so happy if everybody could just, people stop dying, people stop getting sick, and we wouldn't have the inconveniences. By the way, remember, unless you're dying or sick, it's just inconveniences. Perspective. And so it would be okay because it's all broken. That's the message. The message is that the threat is gone. Wow. What a relief. That's the message. Don't you know the priests are happy and the rulers are happy? And Jeremiah says, say on. Oh, he's not finished. Verse 3. Within 2 full years, Will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon? All this, all the furniture that was taken, all the vessels, that they're all coming back. Within 2 years. Within 2 years, it's all going to come back. Verse 4, I will bring again to this place the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went to Babylon, said, will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. So everybody that's been taken, right? Joel, God gave Joel a message and he said, I will restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And so basically Hananiah's message is that everything that's been taken from us will be restored. Hallelujah. Boy, don't you think people are shouting and happy about that? Excited about that? Jeremiah's been preaching doom and gloom, and now all of a sudden Hananiah comes on and everything's fine. He said the Lord told him. Got to be true. What was Jeremiah's response? Verse 5. The prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests, in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. I mean, they're all there. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, amen. Amen. That's great. Hallelujah. The Lord do so. I hope that's what happens. Well, what's he going to do? It opposes everything he's preached. But what's he supposed to get up and defend himself? Get up and tell that preacher that's not. What's he going to do? It's an impossible situation. He says, Lord, do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied to bring the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon to this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears, in the ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries, against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord truly has sent him. Jeremiah says, well, I tell you what you did, Hananiah, that's pretty smart. You gave yourself 2 years. Because in 10 months, when the threat's still there and the war drums are still being pounded, he can go, well, you still got it. I mean, y'all really trying to push me in a corner here, but I'm telling you, you had 2 years and it'll all be restored. He bought himself 24 months. Pretty crooked, isn't he? By the way, he didn't get 24 months to prove out. But Jeremiah says, the only way that you can prove that you're a man of God is when it comes to pass. He says, so, hope so. That's great. Didn't debate, didn't argue, didn't try to shout them down, didn't try to reason or show logic, didn't look at the history, he didn't try to prove himself at all, didn't try to justify his message at all. He just said, okay, I hope that happens. In fact, that's not the end of it. Hananiah, the prophet, took the yoke from off prophet Jeremiah's neck. He took that yoke. God, by the way, God told Jeremiah, he said, I want you to make a yoke. I want you to wear a yoke and a bond. And I want you to put it on your neck. I want you to keep it there. I want you to wear it. But I don't just want you to do that. He said, I want you to send one to all these other countries that you're telling them, because all of them are yoked to Babylon, and Babylon's going to conquer them all. So you let them, you show them, give them a yoke. He's wearing this yoke around like a tie. And Hananiah walks up. He takes that yoke from off of the prophet Jeremiah and he breaks it. And he says, the Lord has broken the yoke of Babylon. I know. I'm not there, but I just know in my heart people shouted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Deliverance has come. Why? Because he said the Lord told me. It's got to be true. Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people. This is verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. He just walked out. He said, I'm not going to church that teaches this kind of stuff. He said, now there's been prophets come before me. Peace, peace, peace. Everything going to be all right. It didn't work out, did it? Babylon's still there. Nebuchadnezzar's still there. The army's still there. The battle's still right at the gate. God said, I'm going to take Israel, all the good people out of Israel and take them to Babylon, except Jeremiah refused to go. And he said, I'm going to take them all and they will be there how long? 70 years. He said, guys, when you get taken, build your house, build your business, raise a family. Don't intermingle with marriage, but he said, build your family because it's not just going to be a short stay. It's going to be a 70-year stay. And then they'd be repatriated back to Israel. And Jeremiah is still preaching the yoke of Babylon. Hananiah comes along. He says, guys, it's hallelujah, it's over. I just walked out. He walks out and God's. Because God really does talk to Jeremiah. And he's walking out and God says, Jeremiah, I know. He said, Jeremiah. Look, verse 12. After that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord spoke to him saying, verse 13, you go tell Hananiah. Saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of these nations, of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, that they may come, and I have given him the beasts of the field also, all of it. And just because you say it's not so, doesn't make it that way. That is terminal, that is chronic, that is fatal, whatever it is, I wish that I could look them in the eye and say, no, I don't believe that. It's going to be okay. Now I'll pray, Lord, heal them. But I'm not a you. Don't worry about that diagnosis. No, you better pay attention to that. Better get your affairs in order. I don't say live under a cloud. I say live, 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 live. And live for God. Trust in God. Put your hope and your faith in God. Pray for a miracle. Pray for a way out. But don't ignore it. Hananiah says, oh, it'll be okay. Don't worry about that. God says it's all going to be okay. God says, Jeremiah, you go back in there and tell Hananiah, I said. Verse 15, then said prophet Jeremiah to Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. I mean, Jeremiah had his suspicions, right? But now there's no doubt that it's a lie. That it is a scam. By the way, it was a racket. Because for 2 years, he could walk around and people would treat him well and give him stuff. And for 2 years, he'd get away with it. He's giving himself. He knew when he went in there that God didn't give him that vision. God didn't give him that word. He was lying the whole time. Why was he doing it? To make people feel better? For personal gain? Because he didn't like Jeremiah? I don't know. Doesn't say why, but God told Jeremiah the deal. Jeremiah went to Hananiah and he said, God told me you lied. Verse 16, therefore, thus said the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Look at this. This preacher, false preacher, charlatan, and he says, everything's going to be fine, which dismisses everything Jeremiah has been preaching. It discredits Jeremiah. Everything's going to be fine. Buys himself 24 months, he thinks. Of profit. And popularity. And Jeremiah says, I told you that 2 years when this came to pass or in the past would prove if you were a real prophet or not. He said, never mind. God said, you're going to die this year. 3 months after he preached that, he was dead. 3 months. You see, the scheme, the scam didn't work. Even if it gave some false hope to some people, it didn't help him at all. We need to know, we need to have connection with God, that connection with the Holy Spirit of God, so that we can tell when something's not right. When somebody preaches something that goes against the Word of God. I was telling the finance committee we met earlier that there were times in my past when people would tell me things from the Bible. They used the Bible to teach me stuff that I knew wasn't right. And so when I would put it in context, it proved, well, they were lying. They were wrong. They misunderstood. Look, the bad thing is they were taught that too. They just believed it until somebody called them on the carpet and put it in context. And all of a sudden their argument was gone. But we need to be connected with God when we study our Bibles, when we read this book, so that we can tell the difference between right and wrong. And if we ever come across a point in the Bible where we think there's a conflict, we're wrong. We just got to figure out where we're wrong. Because the Bible doesn't contradict itself. Maybe we interpret it with contradiction, but that's our interpretation that's wrong, not the Word of God. And a preacher like Hananiah and a preacher like Jeremiah cannot both be right. Jeremiah's been preaching judgment. Hananiah comes along preaching peace. And he says everything Jeremiah says is not true. We listen to both sides like that and give them both credibility. I'm all for listening to both sides, but then prove which one's credible and which one's not. And don't wait 2 years to figure it out. We've been through, you know, in this year, there's 15, 16 months, we've been through it trying to figure out. And I, again, one of the biggest things is new and nobody knew. And we were all scared. But at some point, you look at that and go, oh, okay. Don't let the fear monger throw you into fear, and don't let the one that says everything's going to be okay get you off guard either. Use your mind, use your sense, use your spirit and determine what's true, what's right. Whether it be about that, I'm not mentioning, or whether it be about anything else. Unfortunately, there'll be people try to talk you into things that are not good for you. You need to go to the Lord. We need to go to the Lord and let Him speak to us through His Word, by His Spirit, by His wise counselors. But remember, God, we have an advantage. We don't have to be taken advantage of. All right, let's stand. God, we are thankful to be in Your house and thankful for this example, though it's a bad example. We're thankful to be able to see that even in those days there were those who would take advantage and represent You. We live in such a day where people put on a name and call themselves pastor or bishop or reverend or whatever it might be and represent You by what they're saying or selling or whatever. God, help us to be true to your word, true to you, and to always be wise and not be fools. Forgive our sins, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. You're dismissed.